You're listening to SBS News.
Unravelling 43 years of treaties and agreements was never going to be easy. In fact, no nation state has ever left the 28-member European Union, and meeting the March 29th deadline for the UK's exit was always going to be a tough ask. Speaking after an EU summit in Brussels, British Prime Minister Theresa May says she believes an exit deal can be negotiated. But she says it might mean stretching the transition period beyond December 2020.
These are always going to be tough negotiations, and they were always going to get tougher before we got to the closing stages of the negotiations.
The key sticking point remains the Irish border. The 499-kilometre land border separates the UK territory of Northern Ireland from the EU member of Ireland. In 1998, the Good Friday Agreement was struck to end 40 years of violence between the North and Irish Republic and allow for the free movement of goods and people between the two territories. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says he's already raised the issue of the very real threat of a return to violence with EU leaders. He says to make his point, he brought along a front page story of the Irish Times.
You know, this was a front page of an Irish newspaper interviewing family members, the daughter of somebody who was killed at a customs post on the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland back in the 1970s. And that is what used to happen when we had customs posts in Ireland. And I just wanted to make sure that there was no sense in the room that in any way anybody in Ireland or in the Irish government was anyhow exaggerating the real risk of a return to violence in Ireland.
Failing to settle a Brexit deal in Northern Ireland could lead to stricter border controls between the Irish jurisdictions. A so-called backstop plan is attempting to prevent that. The EU is proposing Northern Ireland stay in its single market and customs union until a new trade deal is sorted. But Britain opposes the plan, saying it would damage the integrity of the UK. It believes the whole United Kingdom should temporarily follow EU customs rules. But the EU says a backstop cannot be time limited. President of the European Parliament, Antonio Tajani, says a failure to resolve the issue would be a deal-breaker.
We want a flexible border. We want to preserve the Good Friday Agreement, but we also need to protect our health, our agri-food industry and our agricultural sector. So we have to find a way of addressing the question of the border.
Germany says it's preparing for the possibility of no Brexit deal being struck. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says her government is looking at the status of the roughly 100,000 British citizens who live in Germany.
I would like Britain to be a close and trusting partner for Europe after leaving. It has contributed to shape and develop Europe in the past decades economically, politically and culturally. But at the same time, a responsible and anticipatory government leadership should obviously consider all possible scenarios. Also, that Great Britain leaves the European Union without a deal.
Mrs. Merkel says the 27 EU member states want to find a solution that acknowledges the UK will no longer be in the bloc, while also maintaining good political relations. She used this analogy to describe the situation.
I once said it was like trying to square a circle. And as long as the solution hasn't been found yet, it is hard to say what the solution could be.
French President Emmanuel Macron has played down fears of tighter immigration controls for British citizens seeking to travel to France. A draft law tabled in France's upper house of parliament suggests treating British travellers as third country visitors, a category shared by Americans and the Chinese. It also proposes imposing visa requirements for Britons who currently enjoy visa-free travel in the EU. Mr. Macron says there is no need to fear new rules for British tourists and workers visiting France after Brexit.
As for the visa, I want to be very clear, we will not stop visa for UK people in case of no deal. It's a fake news, as some of the leaders would say. It's definitely a fake news. And I think it's not a good way to proceed to say it will be a disaster in case of no deal. Honestly, I do prefer a deal and I do want a deal. But I will never favour a bad deal. But in case of no deal, our responsibility is to be sure that the life of our people precisely will be not so far impacted. And that's why we will definitely deliver visa for people.
European Council President Donald Tusk says he remains optimistic of finalising a Brexit deal.
What I can say today is that we are in a much better mood than after Salzburg. And what I feel today is that we are closer to the final solutions and the deal. But it's maybe more emotional impression than rational one. But as you know, emotions matters also in politics.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has welcomed a prolonged transition period for Britain, saying it allows more time for negotiation.
I'm convinced that under the leadership of Donald, we'll find a deal with Britain. My working assumption is not that we will have a no deal. A no deal would be dangerous and for Britain and for the European Union. And instead of describing the differences, divergences we have to concentrate and to focus on the large number of agreements we have, and we'll add to this large number of agreements the 2-3 missing elements. It will be done.
Pro-Brexit British politicians have criticised Theresa May's suggestion of a negotiation extension, saying it's an attempt to bind Britain to the bloc indefinitely. The Prime Minister says although she suggested extending the transition period by a few months, she does not expect to use the extra time because she hopes to resolve the Irish border question by finalising a trade deal before December 2020. The next summit is planned for December, mere months before the Brexit deadline of the 29th of March 2019.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.